We're back. The Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. And when I talk about this country music legend and it comes up for holidays for the United States, there's only one man that we could talk about like that. So excited to welcome the program. Country music legend, Grammy Award winner, Lee Greenwood. Lee, thanks for calling. And this holiday, Memorial Day, the 4th of July, any time when we are in major battles or have had real strife, your song is played, Lee, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I'm called on to do that, and I accept that role proudly. I never envisioned, I don't believe, when I wrote God Bless the USA back in 1983, that I would ever have this kind of role to play. I mean, I, like all of the country performers who tour all year long, we bring happiness and excitement to fans who want to come to events. It's my usual MO when I get on stage, to entertain an audience. But the one song, and of course my album in 1992, American Patriot, drew me into the forefront to inspire America in some way. And yes, you're right. Every Memorial Day, we remember those who have fought bravely, and we've left around the world with American blood and different soil. 4th of July, we celebrate the independence of America. Of course, Veterans Day, we celebrate those men and women who have served, who are still living. And it's all part of that.
And Lee, kind of tell us how you wrote this song, because I'm sure that our listeners want to know what inspired you in 1983 to write this.
I was signed at MCA Records with Reba McEntire, George Strait, Oak Ridge Boys, and Barbara Mandrell, all in the same years, within about 2 or 3 years. And we were all touring very heavily, which we still do, but not like that. That was crazy.
Right.
And so it was very hard to be home for several things. Number one, change wardrobe. Number two, be able to get into the studio to do any demo recording. Number three, to write material at all. So I had a piano in the back of my bus, and I wrote a lot of music during my first 4 or 5 years that would appear on most of my CDs or albums, as we called them those days. And we had to turn out 2 albums a year. So it was like really tough, you know, trying to keep up. But I never lost the vision to write something for America. And I'd had that since I was like a teenager, and the years in Las Vegas, Nevada, maybe isolated from the rest of the world a
right.
little bit because that there's a bubble over that city. But I always kept my eyes focused on the future and focused on outside of Nevada. And USA, one day I'm riding on my bus somewhere, and I'd written several songs already for two of the albums, Somebody's Gonna Love You and You Got a Good Love Coming, and which were both hit albums. And I said, maybe it's time I write the song about America. And I'm not sure what inspired me to begin to do that evening after a show, but just plugged in my headphones and put the piano on my lap like I always did, and was inspired to write USA. I didn't quite finish it that evening, but almost. I got home the next day, and Jerry Crutchfield, my producer, and I talked about how to finish the song. And it certainly wasn't in the direction of any of the other songs I'd ever recorded or had
yes.
the public buy and get on the charts. But it was something very different. But he said, if you want to do this, he said, I'm all in for you.
And you never thought it would be this large and this huge where, again, after you go on and pass on and other generations, this song will still be played. That's just something.
Well, not only that, Neil.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
But it wasn't even scheduled for a release. I mean, I had no intention of ever having this song be a charted radio single.
Oh, my.
It was very different from the rest of the music I'd been recording. I was, like, known as the crooner. I'm like the Conway Twitty of my generation. And all the ballads like Kenny Rogers that I had. I even wrote Kenny a hit song called A Love Song because I loved the emotional interest from romantic songs. And then suddenly USA was noted as a single from that album that year, and boy, it just took off.
It definitely did, and like I said, it's going to be remembered forever, and it's been played so many times in so many different events, from the smallest event to the largest event, Lee. And especially think about 9/11 and how that song was played and different things, and you just say, wow. What do you think about when you hear this song played or when you sing it? What are you thinking about?
You know, if you remember the motion picture, The Gladiator, the old gladiator talks to Russell Crowe, the new gladiator, and he gives him some armor and something famous he had worn when he was younger. And he said, remember this, win the crowd, you win your freedom. That was always stuck in my mind whenever I do a live show anywhere, whether it's a sports event for thousands and thousands of fans, an intimate setting where I am performing maybe just for 100 people, or a packed theater. We do a lot of the Lee Greenwood evening shows, and, and their subscription, and people come to see a variety of artists, Gladys Knight, you know, whoever it might be. And so I always remember when I go on stage and I sing whatever song I sing during the show, it is for the benefit and the entertainment of the audience. And when I get to God Bless the USA, I just don't do the one song. I do two or three to Tribute America, because I think it's not just about that.
Right.
It's more about the feeling of patriotism and how it raises the feeling of pride in everybody in my audience. And so USA is generally the payoff. It's like, this is what I wrote. You know, I'll sing you a couple of the songs that I didn't write, but this is what I wrote, and about my own country. And it's a big moment.
It's definitely a big moment. And the last 2 weeks have been big moments leading up to Memorial Day. Tell us what you did last week and then what's coming up this week to cap it all off.
Yeah, we had a couple of shows on the road last week, but they weren't anything like what's coming this week. Of course, I'll be performing on the deck of the aircraft carrier Intrepid in New York for Fox and Friends, which is on the 25th. And then I'm going to Fort Lauderdale and have a show on the beach. The next day, I'm the Coca-Cola 600, the NASCAR race in Charlotte. So a couple of times you'll see me on national television, but I also will be performing several times coming up at different events across the country. And so there's just a numerous places where I can honor the veterans during this Memorial Day.
And again, every big U.S. holiday, this happens to you, Lee. And another thing I was really interested in seeing is that you have a children's book out, Proud to Be American. That's interesting, too. Did you ever think you'd venture into that?
Well, we had a previous book called Does God Still Bless the USA? It was a question about America and who we are as a country. During my father's years in the Navy and the Merchant Marine, I mean, those songs like God Bless America, America the Beautiful, were the things that he clung to and they needed for spirit. So God Bless USA is now this next generation of music that represents the patriotism in our country. And every time we come to one of those holidays, whether it's the 4th of July or Veterans Day or Memorial Day, as this weekend coming up, it's the song everybody turns to. And I will be singing it live on television several times and at venues across the country. So it's just, it's my way of giving back.
That's fantastic, Lee. So the best place we can find information on you, any other projects you'd like to that promote right now for our listeners, but also the best place we can find info.
Well, in addition to the book, Proud to Be an American, which is actually the lyrics of my song in a childlike form, a children illustrated book, you can go to my website, LeeGreenwood.com, and find a variety of things that represent my career. And, of course, over the 4th of July weekend, as we approach that, I'll be all over the West Coast, including 4th of July in San Diego, Grand Marshal of the Parade, and a show at the fair that night. So just check our website, and you'll see the things that maybe you can pick up to honor these holidays.
So, Lee, is the 4th the biggest holiday for you for touring, or is it just it all depend out of all the ones we were talking about?
I think the focus for people who follow my career would assume that the 4th of July appearance would be the premier performance of the year. That won't be televised, however. I think the focus on Fox kicking off the summer series for Fox and Friends in New York is probably the biggest one I'll do during the year. And it brings to mind the events we've done previously in New York on the 4th of July and Memorial Day for Fox, and proud to be there.
Well, I'm proud to be an American. You're proud to be an American, and I really appreciate you coming on to tell the story, because really we need to know why you wrote this and how passionate you are and how you'll continue to carry that flag everywhere you go, Lee. So thanks again for calling.
Hey, you're so welcome, Neil. Thank you, and you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too, Lee. Take care. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.